Winners are like tea bags. I never see their true strength until I'm in hot water. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Winners are like tea bags. I never see their true strength until I am in hot water. Actually, until they're in hot water. But the point is that we never know what our true strength is until we are in hot water, until we have to face something that's a little more difficult than we had planned. Are we like tea bags? Are we like tea bags that some people say you want to get again and again and again? You want to use again and again and again? You want to, you know, see how many cups of tea you get out of a tea bag? And really, what you want to do is give your full strength on the first dip. You know, when you make the first cup, you want to get your full strength in there. You want to get your full strength in that cup of tea so that you can enjoy it and say, ah, what a wonderful cup of tea. Now, we want to do the same thing in every area of life, too. I talk to so many people, and being a counselor and a philosopher and all that other good stuff, as I talk to these people, they tell me about their problems at work. And they tell me about their problems with their family, their problems with life. And the problem all is the same. I'm not going to give my best because I want to give a little bit in increments as I go along. I don't want to show everything I can do because then they'll expect me to do that all the time. And, of course, that's what we really want to do. We want to do all the time our best. Now, why would anyone want to give less than their best? Say, for instance, your boss says, how fast do you type? And you say, I type 30 words a minute. He'll say, well, you could join the secretarial pool and get going, but 30 words a minute is like nothing. That's like nothing. So, actually, you can type 100 words a minute, but you didn't want the boss to know that because then he'd expect that out of you. And so, you go to the secretarial pool person, and you sit there, and she says, I want you to take a time test. I want you to do your best. Just do your utmost best. Just get in there and do it. So here, this woman who announced 30 words a minute, knew she could type 100 words a minute, went 120. Because she was just concentrating. She didn't think that it was what she's going to have to perform as, but it's what she did. Now, no one performs at 120. No one performs at 100. You perform somewhere in between. But if you can do that, that means when you have the concentration, when you have your one point, when your full strength is in your cup of tea, then your full strength's 120. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if out of every cup of tea we could get full strength? Wouldn't it be wonderful if out of every cup of tea we could get a full, delicious, powerful cup of tea? Now, how can we go about getting a full, delicious, powerful cup of tea? Well, we can let the tea seep, you know, and let it prepare itself over a period of time. And then once it's done seeping, then we heat up the water again. Or we can put in extremely hot water and put the tea leaves into that extremely hot water, and they will instantly give up their beautiful nectar, the beautiful tea that's within them. Because the hotter the water, the more the tea releases its juices, its nectar. Now, when you or I are faced by something, the hotter it gets for us, the more you can see what our character is. The more you can see who we really are. When someone comes at you and has a knife in their hand and they're going to do you in, is your first thing fright and run? Or is your first thing saying, that's interesting. That's interesting. And then you say to the person as they approach you, you know, you really put on quite a show there. That's really quite dramatic. And is there anything I can do to help you to make you a little less concerned about me? and just go on about your life, you know. And the person, what's this here? What's it? You have a chance. You want to have an opportunity not to have me go at you. And you don't say yes, but you say, what is it that seems to be making you angry right now? You're such a fine-looking man. You have, you know, such character and quality about you that I can't imagine you ever doing something that would be, you know, disadvantageous to your character, because you're a superman, you know, you're a super guy. What? You know. Now, whatever he was going to kill you for, you know, doesn't really make any difference. Did you allow him mentally to kill you? Or no? Did you allow him mentally to kill you, or are you rapporting with that man, and are you acting just as though you're talking at a tea party, so to speak? Are you at full strength? You know, do you believe in yourself? Now, do you need to be killed? Do you need to have a problem? Do you need to have worry? If you have yourself at full strength, you never will have that concern. You will always know the right thing to do in any circumstance, whether the person has a knife in their hand and want to use it, or whether the person has a checkbook in their hand and want to write you a wonderful check, or whatever it may be. I mean, that does, you know, it's not silly. It's quite real and nice, you know. Now, what do you want? What is your true strength? Are you a frightened little ninny that runs at the first little incident of violence that might come your way? Or are you standing there saying, there now is peace on earth, and it has begun with me, and it began with me, it began with me, it began with me. And then you look at whoever is causing this violence, if there's a person or whatever, and you, or if it's a hurricane, you say, peace. Same thing, you know, same thing, peace. Because theoretically, you can't do anything about it, but you can. I mean, how are you going to stop a hurricane? You say, peace. How are you going to stop a violent person who is emotionally upset about something that you're not familiar with? You just are in the wrong place at the wrong time, and maybe you caused it, too. Maybe you're like the young boy on the freeway yesterday as we were driving along. He had his beautiful Corvette. And he was talking to a man in another car who was also from Arizona, and they were chatting away, and he used all his hand gesticulations to express himself because he couldn't be heard perfectly. Then a few minutes later, he's tailgating this beautiful Ford truck, you know, with a cab over, and just sort of being a little closer than he really should, but that's okay. You don't worry about the people behind you when you're in traffic, because you just have to drive with the people in front of you and drive carefully. So the man in front of him was not too happy with him. So the man in front began doing insulting things to sort of block him a little bit and block him. And so here this young man, with all of his enthusiasm and his joy for life, he says, you know, da-da-da-da, you know, to heck with you. And so he went in the no passing lane that was, you know, off the road itself, off the freeway, to the left, in the 6-lane or 5-lane thing there, and passed the guy and got up ahead far enough to jump into a space. Well, the guy behind him was irritated as could be. And so this young man, that's great, I like that, you know, he's sort of an instigator of this irritation. So meanwhile, I was saying peace, and as the fellow up ahead was immediately ahead of him, always left a lot of room in front of him, which irritates drivers because they like you to drive fairly reasonably together. So this big Ford goes right onto the no-passing lane out by the freeway intersection thing and zips along and pulls back in. Well, at that moment, the Corvette decided, I'm going to slow down a little bit and not leave a hole there. So here this guy is hanging out where he shouldn't and trying to get in, and the little Corvette is saying, you can't push me around. So the truck starts to try to ram the Corvette, you know, in a gentle way, and just, you know, like a chicken, you know, scare him out. So the Corvette did scare him. And finally, the Corvette said, you know, and poofed up at him and popped ahead into the other lane, into an open area, and in no time at all, he was seen no more. But the truck did its utmost to chase him and to find him, and was ripping along the freeway, doing all sorts of very foolish and dangerous things. And you see, now, if we had really been, well, I think perhaps we did a good job, but if we had really done a better job, they would have both said, you can't shake me up like that. You know, I'm not shook up by some nonsensical kid in a Corvette, a beautiful car like that, and a handsome young kid like that. You know, I'm just jealous. I wish I were, you know, a kid with a Corvette. I never had a Corvette when I was a kid. You know? I just had a normal little old car. But you see, when you are under duress, you really show your true character. You show your strength of character. You show how much your tea has seeped, you know. And a real character, that is a person with real character, with real values, you might say, would not be the slightest bit irritated. You'd say, fine, go ahead. When I drive, I say to myself, I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And the way before me is open so that I have nobody in front. I don't care. I drive the limit and I have nobody in front, nobody behind me, nobody cares about me. I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. And I drive along and people on the inner lane sometimes go faster than the law allows, but that's okay. That's their business. And they go scooting along in an open area. And I just bless them as they go by. And when I forget for a moment and I think an irritating thought and someone blocks my way up ahead, I think, cool it. You're letting somebody make you have their thoughts, not yours. And so then I surround them with my pure white light of love and I say my way is open before me. And within moments, their flasher is on and they're moving in the right-hand lane so that I shouldn't be bothered, and my way is open before him. This happened at least a dozen times as I drove and as I drive. And if you were aware of these things, you'd say, well, what miracle is this? What hath God wrought? That's a good statement. What did God bring about? God brought about the idea that we are the masters of our life. And whatever we want to be master over, we be master over. Now, with the full strength of the cup, see, at your full strength, would you say, with these variables, would you say that, one, you would be untouched by any other driver on the road, you would be unemotionally involved, and everything would go smoothly for you? Or, two, you would see other people having emotional problems, and you would just speak your word that all is peace, harmony, all is in divine order? Or three, you would just see yourself being wherever you're going, and there is no journey, and you've made the journey many times before, so you are just there. Now, what would your strength of character be there? You're the full master. You had perfect speed. Perfect speed is being there. Now, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now, which one would you want? Do you want to mix up with being in the human race? Do you want to mix up and being with the emotional race? You know? Or do you want the program of being there? And of course, as you perfect that ability, you won't even need your car. You'll just be there. But this is no kidding. This is not foolish. This is real. This is something that all of us can be concerned about. Winners are like tea bags. I never see their true strength until I'm in hot water. I never see their true strength until they are in hot water. Or I am in hot water is the principle we're talking about. So think about that. Think about that. Where do you stand on the road of life? Are you there? Are you superior, looking over these other nonsensical people who are not using good judgment, emotionally disturbed by the world? Or are you just seeing the pathway before you a lovely bed of roses, and you just drive along, wafting this beautiful fragrance and looking at the beautiful flowers blooming along the side of the road, and seeing all the little children playing there, and their parents sitting there and reading together, you know, holding hands and saying, isn't life grand? Not just love, but isn't life grand? Show your real strength. Show how you can type. Show how you can be master at the highway. Show how you can be master wherever you are. Because you are the master. It just depends on what you want to show. I love you. Have a wonderful day. And know that everything good is going your way right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.